You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Every day, nearly a million commuters travel on the Northeast Corridor, the vast rail network connecting South Station in Boston with New York and Washington, D.C. Many of those passengers cross over a small river in the coastal city of Norwalk, Connecticut. But the only way for a train to get across that river is on a 120-year-old swing bridge. Sometimes when it swings open to let boats pass through, it gets stuck, causing chaos. Now, officials want to replace the deteriorating bridge. Reporter Ryan Karen King has more.
The Norwalk River Railroad Bridge, known locally as the Walk Bridge, has two jobs. One of them is to carry hundreds of trains over the river every day. The other job is to swing open for boat traffic between Long Island Sound and the Norwalk River.
Although we call it a bridge, you have to keep in mind that it's much more than a bridge. It's actually a machine as well as a bridge.
Bruce Clouet is a historian who studied movable bridges in Connecticut.
There are tons of moving parts. There are control systems, and there is a drive mechanism that really make this different from just a simple bridge that goes from point A to point B and happens to cross a river.
On the shore of the Norwalk River, I watched the Walk Bridge's machinery in action during a test opening. The huge steel structure rotates on a circular pier, opening a channel on the river that larger boats can pass through. It takes a crew of 8 about 10 minutes to open and close the bridge. The Walk Bridge was built in 1896, and for the most part, it stood the test of time, swinging open for boat traffic a few hundred times a year. But in 2014, the bridge got stuck open twice.
Yet again today, Metro North riders spent a good chunk of their morning waiting because a bridge in Norwalk was broken and the trains couldn't get by.
The Walk Bridge had malfunctioned before, but officials said this was the first time they had significant concerns with the bridge's functionality. It got stuck again in 2016. Jeff Portal is an engineer with the Connecticut Department of Transportation.
Like the human body, no matter how much medicine you put into it, eventually something is just gonna give out.
And now the bridge is nearing the end of its useful life. DOT Commissioner Jim Redeker says it's a single point of failure for the entire region and needs to be replaced.
The current Walk Bridge, 120 years old, is a single structure with 4 tracks on it. So when it fails, the entire Northeast Corridor and New Haven line cannot operate.
The bridge also has a large presence in the city of Norwalk. Its steel beams sit only a few feet away from an aquarium at the center of the commercial district. Deborah Goldstein is the commissioner of a local electric utility. She thinks the state should rehabilitate the current bridge instead of building a new one.
The question of whether Norwalk should suffer the pain on behalf of this complete reconstruction is partly weighed against the need of the commuters of the entire Northeast Corridor who need to be able to get reliably through from here to there.
The federal government is planning to run new high-speed trains through the region over the next few decades, and Goldstein says she thinks it's better to wait for those plans to sort out before making big investments, especially investments that could have such a big impact on the small city. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ryan Karen King.